in this third part, we have the psalm, which is worth reflecting on. It's much in the same line as Sirach, which we just looked at. And then we have, at the end of this next reading from Colossians, a bit of a household order text. And, we'll talk about it when we get there. This psalm, you see, Asherei, Kol Yerei Adonai, Asherei means blessed, but it means blessed in the sense that you don't do something and get blessed. You're blessed like the Beatitudes, you see? How poor do I have to be blessed, you see? Now, it's deeper than that. And so this blessing is the man who, or everyone, just says Kol Yerei, everyone who fears the Lord. Fears the Lord means respect him. Have him in your mind all the time. For Saint Benedict, this is the first step in humility, to be aware that God is with you all the time. That's why it doesn't hurt, you know, to do it ourselves and encourage the people. Don't keep the radio going all the time in the car. Sit there and reflect a bit. And you can tell fathers, this is a great time to think, what are the Lord's plans for your children? One of the boys is going to graduate from high school. Where is he going to go to college? Do you have any ideas? Have you helped him look to see where the good ones are and where the bad ones are within your economic structure? Pray for your children. I'll tell you an interesting story that might help here. There was a fellow who used to drive his daughter to school every day, to high school. And one day she said, Dad, can I go to the junior prom? And he said, no, you know as well as I do, it's just booze and sex. You know, it's just a waste of time. This is really not a prom anymore. And so she got out of the car, slammed the door, and went into school. That night, because she comes home first, that night when he comes home from work, she runs up to him, gives him a big hug and a kiss, and says, I love you and I respect you. He didn't crumble before the zeitgeist. All those kids want to go. How dare their parents stop them? Because it's going to be a prom. It's not going to be a prom. It's going to be an orgy. And he had the guts to tell her that, and she had the guts to respond. Actually, there was a beginning to that story. I might as well tell you now as well, now that I'm into it. He was praying. He has 10 children. He was praying for this daughter who was always difficult, rebellious, keen teenager, but a lot of the symptoms of teenagers. And so the Lord said to him, ask her what she wants. He said, okay. Oh boy, I hope she doesn't say a Cadillac. So he said, what would you really like? She said, I'd like to play the drums. He said, okay. So he went out and bought a whole set of drums, put them in the basement, and boom, 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 every day after school. But it somehow created a different relationship between them. So when he said no to the prom, there was something built up already. And it was on that basis that she ran up and hugged him and kissed him. Okay. So, who walks in his ways, huh? You shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. These are all precious words, you know. Asherecha, I started before, didn't I? Asherei, blessed. See, blessed can mean two things. Blessed because you've achieved a goal. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk according to the counsel of the wicked and so forth. Asherei ayish, osher lo halak. You see, blessed. Or is blessed because it's a pure gift from God. Blessed is the people whose God is Adonai. You don't do anything for that. It's just a blessing. You're blessing because you worship the true God. You're blessed. And so here, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. What a blessing. even if the handy worker is going downtown working in an office or a factory, because very few of our people, it depends on where your parish is, but, you know, are farmers. Blessed shall you be. And then the rest of the text goes, V'tov lecha, and it will be good with you. Translated, and you will be favored. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home. Your children like olive plants around your table. I can remember I was with a very wealthy man and his family. They had 12 kids. And they were all around the table. We're having supper there one night. A very wealthy man. And he took his hand and he pounded it on the table. And he looked across the table at his wife and he said, the smartest thing I ever did was marry you. Right in the middle with all the children there to hear it, you know? It was beautiful. See, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord, who listens to him. You know, even if you go back to the analysis of the first sin, she's enticed. So what does she do? She forgets how great God is, all that he's done for her. She wants this power. You will know good and evil means you will do what you want and you will declare whether it's good or evil. That's the foundation for abortion. I will say whether it's good or evil. No God is going to tell me what to do. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. You know, if we love the church the way devout Jews love Jerusalem, wherever they live, it would be such a blessing, such a blessing. So after the psalm, now we have this text from Colossians 3:12-21. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. Now that's advice to the whole community, the whole parish. You don't have cliques in the parish, and you don't have enmities. And if you do, you fix them up during Christmas season. Another church takes this text and applies it to life in the family. See? And over all these, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. What a blessing it is to learn love, to really learn love. Now, we have to learn it interacting with Jesus, and it'll take your breath away. And then he who sees me sees the Father. To know in your own heart and in your own spirit the love of the Father for you makes you a father in a whole new way. And you know how to be firm with the truth and loving and forgiving at the same time, which is hard to do. But when this quality of the Father's love takes over your heart, you are a father. And the people know the difference right away. And they love you a different way. Pray for it. It's a revelation. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cries out, Abba, which is giving us this affection, a divine affection for God the Father, responding to the divine affection he has for us, which we experience. It's not hard, and the Father wants to do this. But I tell you, you got to pray at least an hour a day. Believe me, the furnace will get fixed, Mrs. O'Reilly will get taken care of, but the one thing nobody can do for you is pray. Take the time to pray. Fight for it. The man, the priest, who fights for his prayer time will be a good priest. Because whatever sin he's into, he'll quit. St. Teresa of Avila says this, you know. Make up your mind, she says, you are going to pray and never quit praying. So even if you're sinning, keep praying. And one day, it'll be obvious these two are incompatible. And if you've made up your mind you're never going to quit praying, you'll quit sinning. It takes a mystic to tell us a thing like that. We're afraid to talk like that. You know? Just keep praying. Never quit. And you'll be a saint. You'll quit sinning. And so that's what they're saying here, you see? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Spiritual songs means moved by the Holy Spirit, with gratitude. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That's advice to the whole community. Now he applies it to the family. Wives, subordinate yourselves to your husbands as is proper in the Lord. But you know, I'm familiar with certain groups of women who are beautiful and very committed to the Lord, and they pray a lot. And their husbands are dumbfounded. Whatever happened to her? And they're won over by that love. And they're changed. And the children feel it. So wives, don't give up. But make sure you're praying. And while I'm at it, make sure you get at least one half day a month out of the house. A full day if you can make it. Let your husband take care of the kids. And you go one Saturday or whatever day a month and pray and think. It was years ago that I began to suggest this to wives. You would have thought I invented the wheel. You know, it was such a simple thing, but it has changed the family life of many families. Suggest it, you know. So it doesn't mean be a doormat. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness toward them, especially the bitterness from the office. Drop it at the door and walk in the house. You are responsible for the good order of this house. Leave the other stuff at the door. You see? Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord, not just until you're 21. Fathers, do not provoke your children so they may not be discouraged. You know, there was a fellow, and I live in a charismatic community, and this guy said, talking to him, he said, you know, you guys are always talking about hearing from the Lord. Hearing from, I never hear from the Lord. What do you mean hearing from the Lord? What does that mean? So, one Sunday afternoon, he called up one of the guys. He said, listen, I was reading this thing in Colossians, this very text, you see. Don't provoke your children. He said, I do that. I got a teenage son. He's driving me nuts. And so I drive him nuts. And I took that text and I went to the son and I said, son, I repent to you. I have been hard on you and I'm sorry and I repent. He began to cry. I began to cry. Is that what you mean by hearing from the Lord? You know, yeah, that's it. And what a healing in this family, huh? And then slaves, obey your human masters. I don't think that verse 22 is in the reading, but it should be. Not only when you're being watched as currying favor, but in simplicity of heart, you know, fearing the Lord. That's so you can see that all that makes the Christian life has to be condensed in the family life. And it's tough. You're in the same house all day, or at least a lot of the day. But I promise you, if you are praying, the Lord will be with you. And tell them that. Tell them that. And get a witness up. I often do that. I get one of the housewives up to witness about what happened when she began to pray. Okay.